This episode is brought to you by EY. How can EY teams help you create a better version of your company? We work with you to turn data into greater insights, invest to drive growth, and realize your strategic vision through thoughtful implementation. Visit ey.com/reimagine to learn more.
The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. But today, everything costs more. So smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one proven platform, helping you reduce IT costs, maintenance costs, and manual errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/earnings. netsuite.com/earnings.
Is realizing the full value of your network just a dream? Intel is bringing AI everywhere, building solutions to help modernize and monetize 5G infrastructure, making it possible for telecommunications providers to expand services and drive efficiency by reducing costs and saving energy. The next wave of networks starts with Intel. Learn more at intel.com/starts.
You're listening to Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Messer and Bloomberg Quick Takes Tim Stenovic on Bloomberg Radio.
Lots of news coverage over the weekend about the teacher shortage in the United States. Bloomberg, by the way, reporting that U.S. Secretary of Education Miguel Cardona urging states to use federal stimulus money to tackle a national teacher shortage that's prompted some districts to shorten school weeks in the upcoming year. So it's a tough spot for many school systems around the country. Dr. Liz Brook is Chief Learning Officer at Lexia Learning. They focus on literacy learning, and she is with us once again on the phone from Boston. Dr. Brook, nice to have you back on Bloomberg. You know, we last talked about a year ago. All this past weekend, I kept hearing or reading about the shortage of teachers in the United States. What are you seeing and hearing about this specifically?
Yes, thanks so much for having me back on. We recently did a poll or a survey with Harris of over 1,000 parents across the country, and 76% of parents are most concerned about the national teacher shortage. So we're absolutely hearing what you're hearing. In fact, when we asked about the top concerns, we thought it might be unfinished learning, but that really came in eighth on the list. So the teacher shortage is definitely top of mind for parents out there.
And how does the shortage get better? I mean, how do you attract teachers, or is this more about retention? I imagine the two go hand in hand.
Absolutely. I think the first thing that most people turn to, which is pay, and absolutely our teachers deserve the pay for the jobs that they're doing. But it's also about making sure that the teachers we have feel supported. And when we think about the research out there, we know that teachers are one of the most critical aspects of a child's success. So making sure that, one, they understand that they have the support to get the skills needed. So professional learning, for example, there's been a lot in the press around teaching reading and the science of reading. So making sure they feel equipped with that knowledge, as well as making sure that they feel like they have a voice in what's happening in the schools.
And I feel like we have to address to the elephant in the teacher's living room, and that is the starting salary for teachers in the U.S. Bloomberg put out earlier this year averaged $41,770 for the 2020-21 school year. That's a 4% decrease from the prior year when adjusted for inflation. I mean, and I want to get into more specifically the work you guys do to help teachers and assist them and how important it is when it comes to literacy and reading. But what's the role of compensation, do you think, especially in a tight labor market where teachers could go elsewhere if they want? Why don't we value teachers more?
Right. That's a great question. I know I started my career as a first grade teacher as well. And it is absolutely something that we need to address. We need to compensate them more. But again, most folks don't go into teaching for the money, although I will say they definitely, that is something that we need to think about. But it's about empowering them and giving them autonomy and the support they need to reach their students in the classroom. But absolutely, compensation is something we need to consider as well. It's a 1-2 punch, really.
And you had mentioned that, you know, you were surprised to see fears about learning loss, for example, farther down on the list than compared to prior years. What were some of the other surprising findings that stuck out to you?
Sure. So one of the things that was surprising, that 78% of the parents felt that their students were going to start this year on or above grade level. However, 51% felt that they were still experiencing that pandemic-related learning loss. And 45% of them wanted more one-on-one time with the teachers. So there was a little bit of parents feeling optimistic coming into the school year, but still feeling like they needed that one-on-one time with teachers to try to make up from that pandemic-related learning loss.
So what should we then, based on kind of your findings, what's on the mind of parents and what you're hearing from the educational community about things that we can anticipate for students and trends when it comes to the 2022-2023 school year?
So one of the biggest things we know is that students are going to need personalized learning, and that's why these parents are thinking about one-on-one time, right? You can't teach to the group. You need to really address personalized skills. And so that's where making sure that teachers understand how to do that by understanding the why of teaching reading through that science of reading professional learning. One of the things we offer is letters professional learning that several states have adopted, but then also making sure they have programs in the classroom that can help them personalize that instruction. And one way to do that is by leveraging technology to personalize that instruction when they're not able to be with the teacher.
All right, we're going to leave it on that note. Certainly something that's very relevant as we get ready, and already kids are heading back to school around the United States. Dr. Liz Brook, Chief Learning Officer at Lexia Learning, joining us on the phone from Boston.
Intel is the spark for the dreamers who do. They dream of a life with no diseases, of cleaner, greener, more reliable energy, of advancing education by bringing AI everywhere. Intel is the spark to start something new, to know that no dream is too daring when you have the right foundation. It starts with Intel. Learn more at intel.com/starts.
It can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
What could you do if your data was working for you and not against you? With Bloomberg delivering enterprise data directly to your systems, you get easy access to the details you want, optimized for higher level analysis, and financial data experts committed to helping you maximize your every move. Our data is made for more, so you can show the world what you're made of. Visit Bloomberg.com/enterprise data to learn more.